Hello friends, and welcome to episode 21 of Journals of a Journeyman Bard, coming to you live-ish from the pasture where the sun is out, where the birds are singing, and I find I've been recording a lot out here because I just really, really like it, and it like instantly reduces all of my stress levels. I hope you like it too, because well, you're stuck with it, basically. I get to choose. You don't, other than skipping my episodes. So, in my last two episodes, I talked about plans for the future, for this podcast, for a future project on the horizon. And I decided to figure out a way to not let go of anything. Time will tell whether that was a smart decision or not. I did take some steps towards making journals a bit less labor-intensive, which should help. But the decision to keep the other project on a monthly release schedule was definitely a good choice, because I have pinned down August 1st for the first two episodes. Full episodes. There will be a few trailers ahead of that. And I've basically almost got everything edited and scheduled and uploaded to a point where I have maybe one more night of work, and then the launch will do itself as far as podcasts and RSS feeds go. I will just have to tell people about it, but that means I can start building a head start and leave myself some breathing room, so that if I hit a busy period, I won't be scrambling to keep up with that project, because I will have a buffer in place, which is a bit of a relief. One other thing I've been doing, and which I want to talk about today in terms of productivity, is batching. Rather than doing a little bit of writing and a little bit of audio edits every day and trying to squeeze a recording in here, a recording in there, what I've been doing is like settling on one night, which is often a Friday night, because that is when Dee tends to hang out with his mates, is I will do all of the recordings. And then on Saturday, I might do some minimal writing to like keep the gears oiled. But basically, my focus will then be on editing all of those recordings, or at least a big chunk of them. And that means that I don't have to switch gears quite as often. I don't have to set up my mic and my pop filter day in, day out. I don't have to sort of switch mindsets and gear up to write and then gear up again to start editing audio, which requires a bit of a different focus. And I think I like how it works. It's been a great way to sort of make the most of the time that I have outside of work and the dogs and, yeah, all of that. So we'll see how that goes in future, because, well, the dogs will be taking up a bit more time in the near future, because, well, first of all, Henna might need surgery and will be going through a lengthy recovery with a wound that will need a lot of hands-on work to keep clean and healing. And then on July 17th, that is a rough estimate, but somewhere around then, we will be bringing home a fluffy little puppy that will chew on all of our shoes and furniture and all of the things we don't want her to chew on, and including our toes and my hair, probably. And she will need to be like taught the rules of the house, and she will need some basic training to learn how to behave. I will need to take her out to markets and into the city centre for walks, because, well, with trial season not underway as it would be during other summers, She's not going to see a lot of people otherwise, and she needs to see people to learn that people are not scary. So yeah, it's going to be an exhausting period, because basically that means I have to see people too. And I will have to put up with them pawing my dog. Yes, of course. I will have to put up with them pawing over my dog and trying to pick her up when she has 4 feet and can perfectly walk fine on her own and all those sorts of things. Chances are that I will be more feral than the puppy. Yeah, that's a definite possibility. But yeah, let's not worry about the puppy just yet, because first we have to figure out whether Henna will be getting that surgery, yes or no, because she's 12 and a half and at an age where you have to consider each year you get with them in good health as a gift. And she might need a benign tumor removed, and while it wouldn't be a big deal in itself, basically putting her under at this point, she has a heart condition, she's not got her age in her favor, it might mean she won't wake up. So it's really a case of weighing cost and benefit and risk. And it's such a difficult decision to make. I can't imagine what this must be like when you have to decide these things for your kids, when I'm just really struggling over it with my pets. Because, well, the tumor might inhibit her mobility, but the scars from surgery might inhibit her mobility as well. That is, if she makes it through the surgery intact with her heart still beating, which is a big question mark all its own. We have an appointment with the surgeon later today to discuss options and risks and all the things, and then we have another appointment with a cardiologist, a canine cardiologist, obviously, who's going to check out her heart and determine how safe it is really to put her under, at which point all of the other discussions we have today might end up being void and completely irrational, because if it's not safe to put her under, we can talk all we want, we can't do it anyway. And oh God, this is so hard. And I think maybe that's one of the reasons why I've been diving into the new project with as much abandon as I've been doing, because it's just so much easier to contemplate interviewing poets and doing audio edits and how to get my release schedule as smooth and as consistent as possible, rather than thinking about, is my dog going to survive the surgery she might need? Yeah, it sucks. Anyway, let's get back to the easier topics. So my latest experiment into increasing productivity is batching. What's yours? Have you been doing anything like to try and hammer out a smoother routine for projects you work on, whether it be hobby, professional, or something you want to be professional, which is how I think of my writing, really, something I want to be professional, and I try to approach it as if it is, even though it's not paying my bills. Anyway, yeah, what have you been doing? Has it been working? How has it been working? As always, I would love to hear, so hit me up on Twitter or email me. I will include links in the show notes. And when the new podcast goes live, I will, of course, spam you with all the links for that as well. But for now, that's all she wrote, guys. I will talk to you later. Bye-bye.